Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Memches, and Memches Mabez on top has one line that the Vilna Gaon relates to an important sugya relating to Hafrashas, Trumas, Maisras, Chala, Vechulu. The Gemara says here on the top of Memches Mabez, Amar Yosef, Hani Nashi Didon, Nohug Lemefa, Kapiza, Kapiza, Lepischa. These women used to bake Kapiza, Kapiza. What's Kapiza, Kapiza? Small amounts. Small amounts. Rashi says, Shloshes lugin lechumra l'shomra menachimut. So again, the larger the dough, the harder it is to always be involved with it and making sure that it doesn't become chametz. So if you also have these women used to make very small doughs in order to guard them from becoming chametz. Amar le Abaya, my daitech. Abaya says to Rav Yosef, well, what's the svar for these women? L'chumra, they're being machre, so it doesn't become a chametz. Chumra, das l'de kula. It's a chumra that's going to lead to a kula. Why? Because they're being mafka, they are undoing the chiv of chala. If you bake such small doughs, then there's no chiv of challah, and that's a mitzvah. And therefore, you're baking, and without doing the mitzvah of afreshes challah, it's terrible. So it's a chumrah, but asli de kula. So our mother of Yosef answers him, Davin Krabi Eliezer, no. They do like Krabi Eliezer afterwards, because they knead it and bake it, but then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harod Venosin Lasala, Sal Matsarfan Lachala, because once they put it into a basket altogether afterwards, then the basket is Mitsarif Lachala, so you win win. On the one hand, you have small doughs, and therefore you don't have to worry about chametz, but on the other hand, you put it together so that you could have a chiyav of chala at that time. That is the Rashi, that's the Gemara. And remember, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a shir, a love this shir on Sal Mitzarfan Lachala compared to the concept, a similar concept of Kaf Achas, Asa Kol Kaf Achas. We had by Kachim, everything is viewed as one, right? We had that back in at the end of the first parak where we discuss on Yud Tes Amid Aleph. I think it was, that's what we discussed, HaKli Mitzarif Esmasha B'tzocho L'Kodesh Avalo L'Truma, right, the Mishnah Chagiga that the Gemara here quoted in Pesachim Daf Yutes, so that was related to the Shir. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafnun Aleph that you can bake a small dough, I'm sorry, in Tafnun Zayin, you could bake a small dough, but just put it together so that you could give challah on it afterwards. Mipnei shetzorach l'daktik, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'shir ha'isa, shlo lahar bozba mishum chashash chimutz, because you're making a small dough, mumutav shiyamayitba, and it's a good thing to do it small, l'chein tov l'kariv ha'isos yachad, b'shas hafrashas challah, sheyishku zu b'zu, touch them at the time of hafrasha, so that you make sure you have the shear, and you're not mafkiya the mitzvah of challah. D'shema yesh b'anachah, shlo ha'yabak hashir. And therefore, you won't have this problem. So, first of all, the Shor Masechta Melacha points out this Gemara is interesting differently than the earlier Gemara. There we had this Gemara seems to say that if you make it small, then you get out of the Chi of Mitzvah, that it's a problem. While if you remember back in the Ha'arama Gemaras, back on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about marim, that a person is allowed to be marim al demal tvuaso. Umachnisa v'motshala, somebody could bring in their tvua with the chaff on it, kadesha tehei behem to ochelas upaturim anamayser. So why over there the Gemara just says marim, it's okay to do, and here not. So he points out there's a difference. One might say also here, the reason they're doing it is because to prevent chimutz. Over there, there are other ways to do it. Over there, it's just marim. It could be different. Again, he points that two gemaras have to be worked out. That's not our topic now, but you can look there in the Sha'ar Mitzyanim Baha Lacha. But this line of Chumra da'asi l'dei kula, the kamafki la mechala, the Vilna Gaon quotes this gemara regarding a major machlokes poskim here. And that is, if one doesn't have any plans to eat the produce from the field. It doesn't really come up by a dough, because if you're making the dough, l'chor, you're going to eat from it. But let's say a field. It's a field of fruits and vegetables. You have no plans to eat the produce. Is there still a mitzvah lahafrish? Is there a chovas gavra to be mafrish? Again, the litmus test to see if something is a mitzvah or what we would call a matir, in Lundis. Sometimes things can be counted as a mitzvah, but in Lundis they might be more of a matir. It allows you to do something. It achieves a status. But it's not that you have a chiv so much to do it as a mitzvah. It's a matir. If you want it, it's situational, then you could do it. This is a question that comes up by Gerishin, comes up by Chalitza, it comes up by Shchita, it comes up by Tevila, and it comes up here by Hafrashas Matnas Kahuna. So how do we look at it? Right? If I'm not interested in the result, I don't need Tikkun HaKri. I don't need the Heter. So is there a mitzvah to still be Mafrish? So this is known as the Machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Right? They were the ones that brought this to the fore, but we will see that it's even earlier. So the Shulchan Aruch notes in the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradeya. Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Aleph Siv Zayin, HaShomei Aveinu Medaber. If somebody is able to hear, but he can't talk, he's a mute. So if he's a mute, Imhu Mumche, if he is a Mumche, he's an expert Shochet, Shochet, Afilu L'Chadchili, he can still be Shochet, even though he can't talk, Im Acher Mevarech. If someone else makes the bracha, somebody else makes the bircha shchita, then he can be Mevarech. Then he can do the shchita. The question is, what is this Acher doing? Says the Shach, V'davka Shaha Acher Shochet. We're talking about another person who is also shechting right next to the mute Shochet. So the mute Shochet will listen. The other one will make the bracha, no problem. And then he will be motzi him. That is what the Shach says. V'davka Shaha Acher Shochet. Gamkein. Habalava Achi Eni Yochol Avarech. If it's just an Acher that is not doing Shchita, he can't make the bracha, right? It goes from the goes Hashri, but you that Yosef, the Arkei Moshe, Vechei Mashma, Bishchitas Ma'arivayel, Vechei Mashma HaLashon Im Acher Mevarech. Also, it sounds that way, says the Shach from the language. If another is being Mevarech, V'lo Kamar V'Acher Mevarech. And another one. Mashma Shehacher Mevarech V'Lavach. It sounds like somebody else is making the bracha anyway because he's shechting, so therefore he could be Motzi, he could be Otziim, and you need Kavana Lahotzi and Kavana Lotzeis. That is the Shach. If you look at the Taz says it's not so simple that is true, that you need the other person to be involved in the Shechita. No. And the Shach then, I'm sorry, the Taz then goes into a little discussion of what type of bracha is the bracha of Shechita. The Berchas HaShechita Eina Ba Al HaShechita Atzman. This isn't a Berchas HaMitzvah where he has to be doing the mitzvah also in order to then be motzi you. Taha Ein Chiyav L'Shechita Emeino Rotza Lechol. Because after all, you don't have to shecht unless you want to eat meat. Right? So therefore, it's not a chiyav in that way. Ela Ikrat HaKavana Lase Shevach L'Makom Baruch Hu. Berchas HaShechita is a Berchas HaShevach, so to speak. Al she'asar lanu achilas basar below shchita, right? The Torah asered eating meat without shchita. Du b'zev adai kol Yisrael shayach v'osa bracha. And for sure, all Jews are shayach in that bracha, right? Even if they're not shechting, everybody is shayach to the concept of kosher food. Shahare al kulam yesh iser. Ela she'ein makom levarach shevach ze. Ela b'shas shchitas shu behema. Chazal were only koveya this bircha shevach at the time that you're shechting, but really, it has to do with every Jew, even if they're not shechting, if they're not eating meat, it's still shayach to have them praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving them certain foods to eat and certain foods not to eat. Dugma ledavar, and then he compares it. What is Bircha Shechita comparable to? Two examples. Shezachar Beis Yosef, Sven Reis Samachay B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, B'Birchas Lachniso Bivris, Shu Shevach V'Hodaya B'Chol Shal Kedush Hazu. Birchas Lachniso, right, that is Shevach. It's done at the moment of the marriage, but it's shevach b'shamachi nicha b'rechas eres and shachasan ha-ma'aris v'ara mevarech. To gab sham mevarech al iser arayos sh'asal l'chol Yisrael. What's the difference between a mesarah kedushin, making the bracha for the chasan? The mesarah kedushin is not getting married at this moment, but he's shayach to the world of praising Hashem for arayos and what's mutter and what's aser. So too by shchita, right? A person is connected to that idea, even if he's not shechting, and therefore there's no need for him to be shechting at this moment. But then the Taz Eet, Aval b'hafrashas truma, to contrast, this is not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, but he happens to throw this in. This is different than, let's say, hafrashas truma. Could Reuven be mafresh truma and Shimon, who's just standing there, say the bracha of hafrasha? Just like shechita, just like erisin? Of course not, says the Taz. Aval hafrashas truma, havi ikar bracha al mitzvah safrasha. The ikar bracha is on the mitzvah of hafrasha, lo al isser achilas tevel. It's not on the isser, it's not like on the isser of Arayos and the isser of Eivir ben Achai. No. Shari mitzvah safrasha, here's the key line. Shari mitzvah safrasha, chiyav alav, afilu im eino rotze lechol menatfu adayin. Because after all, the mitzvah of hafrasha is a chiyav on him, even if he has no plans to eat the fruit, eat the tfuah. He said the word adayin. Does that mean he has plans, he's going to eat it in the future, just not now? Or does it mean that even if he has no plans at all, he's going to let it rot? So that's not 100% clear. He has that extra word, adayin. But it for sure means that even if he's not eating it now, there's still a chiyuv. He's separating the hafrasha from the, just the hefter. Imkein, havi mitzvah zos, kishar mitzvahs. Therefore, this mitzvah would be like all mitzvahs. The kiva she'enu chiyuv begufo la'asos kein, de'efshar litshomai de'shliach. And since there's no chiyuv beguf to do the hafrash, you can do it with a shliach. Lo nechalik, mitzvah v'bracha, zem yizeh, we're not going to be separate the mitzvah and the bracha. Therefore, whoever is doing the ma'isa hafrasha is going to make the bracha. Ela hatorem yivarech. U'mishim hachinicha, b'yahid de'ilem lo yitrom. And that's why in ilem, a deaf mute should not take off truma. The first mishnah in truma is delesle be'emes takanta levarech, because he can't make a bracha, and so nobody else can make a bracha for him because they put it on him. So this is the Taz. The Taz says that even if one explaining the Shulchan Aruch obviously about shchita, can get to Erison and to lahachniso, but he contrasts that to the mitzvah of Afrasha, where he said there's a mitzvah of Afrash, even if you have no interest to eat from the field. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here at Shulchan Aruch, says, Shoy mitzvah of Afrasha, on this Taz, lo matzasi zeh, I did not find this. I don't know where the Taz gets this from, that there's a mitzvah to be Afrash, even if you have no plans. Dibi pshuto, hu rak kisha rotza la'achlo, asarashi yafrish, hifrish truma. Pashto is this only when you want to eat. And he says, ayein, magen avram, reis simen ches. Look in Arachayim, the Magen Avraham and Siman Ches and Hilchot Tzitzis, Tachinami v'Truma. I don't think there should be a difference between here and Truma. What is that Magen Avraham? What's he referring to? So that's the first time the Shulchan Aruch talks about Berachas HaMitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch, right? At the beginning of Arachayim, Siman Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Ches, Sif Aleph, Yis'atev v'Tzitzis. A person should be misatev betzitzes v'yavarech me'umad and make the bracha me'umad standing. You make the bracha mitzvah when you put on a tzitzes, you put on a talis standing up. Says the Magen Avraham, pirish habracha. Right, when you put on, make the bracha, you have to be standing. V'yatifa stand you b'amida, and even the atifa v'tzarach yun to be yaradei reisim mishim chafches. The Magen Avraham says at the beginning, look in yaradei reisim mishim chafches mashma the motu levarich miyushav u'mishnah shleima. It says in the beginning of mishim chafches in yaradei helas chala that you can be mafrish chala, right, sitting. Right, and the question is, why here by tzitzis you have to do it standing, and there you have to do it sitting. V'yesh lomar says the Magen Avraham. The hafrashas chala eina. Again, why do you have to stand here? Birchas mitzvah. Birchas mitzvah generally are done standing. If you look at the ateres akenim right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, v'yivarech meumad v'chol birchas mitzvah sorech levarech meumad chus v'birchas hanenin u'mishem hachi haminag lamod kishemavarech leishe basuka. He even adds v'yavveshin ray ladavar zech ladavar atzas Hashem la'olam ta'amod. Atzas is omer tzitzis. Tfillin. Atzas Hashem la'olam ta'amod. Ol yesh lermos be'elu milos. Atzas la'olam shiva dvarim shem ba'amida. Atzas ratzalomar tfillin tzitzis tkia la'olam levana omer lula mila. Okay, he gets into some of the Rashi Tevis. But either way, birchas mitzvah are said standing. So says the Magen Avraham. So why by chala do we say that it is not v'yesh lomar da frashas chala eino mitzvah kol kach she'eino ose elo l'sakein ma'achalo. Hafrashas chala is not a mitzvah so much, it's only to be misakein ma'achalo, to be matir my food. Dumya de shchita, exactly against the Taz, he compares it to shchita. Shchita is also just matir, just to be misakein. None of this birchas ha-shevach, like the Taz says, no. It's l'sakein ma'achalo. Keno kanal, ayim ha-shekazavti yisam tuf kuf pehei. Okay, and then he talks about how to do the itav. But that's what the Magen Avraham is mechalik between Hafrashas Chala and Tzitzis. What's he saying? Hafrashas Chala is a matir. And when it comes to a matir, so one does not need to be standing. When it comes to tzitzis, it is a mitzvah, and therefore one needs to say it standing. The Vilna Gaon right here. The Gra is here. On Arachayim Simitzes, says the Gra. So first he talks about why this is the first time berachas mitzvahs are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. He talks about why by some mitzvahs you make a bracha, some mitzvahs you don't. He says a mitzvah that doesn't have a ma'isa, you don't make a bracha, like shmitas ksafim. A mitzvah that's not tali biyat ha'ose, like tztaka, you don't make, or mishpat, shem adoi kalu bali dinim, mitzvah ba'ai de'avera, hashavas gzela, mises bezdin. But then he says a little bit later, when he talks about this Magen Avraham, The Magen Avraham is machalik between challah and tzitzis. Divrei Magen Avraham shekasav shechala ein a mitzvah dvarav ein lohem shachar. There's no morning. There's no light on this Magen Avraham, says the Gra. Vahalo aser lasos isa sokavin. You're not allowed to make your isa into small pieces. V'amrina parakimol depsachim. My daite chumra chumra da'asa de kula. That's all he quotes. He doesn't say what daf, he doesn't say what the raya is, but he quotes our Gemara. What's he saying? He's saying that our Gemara says that you can't make the dough very small. 1 second. If it was just about a matir, if hafreshes challah, hafreshes tefillah was just about a matir, then what's the difference? If you matir it in a different way, so you make very small doughs, so it won't become aser, you won't be a chiyuv of challah. So what's the difference? So it must be, says the Gra. Our Gemara points to the fact that there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah safrasha. Even though it's not just a matir, it's a mitzvah safrasha. And therefore, that's why our Gemara says it's a chumra l'dasu de kulos. So this is known as the machlokas between the Taz and the Gra versus the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rav Asher Weiss points out in Bamidbar and Simon Chavdalah that it's really a machlokas Rishonim. Like, why is it that everybody quotes it as the Taz of the Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's really a machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Rashi, Rashi in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin, Rashi seems to say exactly like the Magen Avraham, right? Right, just like the Magen Avraham, it's only if you want to eat it. The Rashi says Mem Zayin Amid Beis. He's being mechalik between Bikurim and Shumas and Maisris. The kivin to Bikurim mitzvah de Ramya Alehi. Rashi says Velo Tavli Lesser Peres Bachila Mechayev Likachal Havi. Bikurim doesn't make it. If you don't take Bikurim, it's not Tevel. Velo Dami La Maiser Dafil Mandamer Ain Kinyan Lo Mechayev LaAser Al Chelko Shaloi Gachavim. Even if you say that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not lost when a goy has it, you're not mechuyev to be ma'aser on the chelko of a guy. De ma'aser tavil va'aser le'bachila. V'lav mitzvah derami alehi elmk noch lanu mochron. You only have a chiyev of a frashe if you're going to eat it or you're going to sell it. So he says beferish, like the Magen Avraham, like Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's Rashi. But if you look in formulations of the Rambam, it seems like the Rambam does not say this. It doesn't seem like the Rambam does not hold to this. You look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of Hafreshas Truma, says the Rambam, Lahafresh Truma Gedola, Lahafresh Trumas Meiser. Right? That's what the mitzvah is. To be Mafresh, right? Beginning of Hilchos Meiser. Also, the Rambam says, here, Lahafresh Meiser Rishon Mechoshana Vashana. What's the important point? He does not have the heter in the formulation at the beginning of the halachas too. First, he talks about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but at the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shumos, the Rambam says, "Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shegidula Mina Aretz Chayiv Truma." He focuses on the chefsa and there's a chiyuv truma to be mafresh. But if you compare this, let's say, to Hilchos Shchita, the beginning of Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam says, both in the Koteret and the Halachos, the Rambam says, Lishchot v'yachar kach yochal. That is in the Koteret, in the title. And then he says, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Zaseh Sheyishcho Mishi Yirtza Lecho Basar Behem Chayv Oof. Whoever wants to eat has to shecht. It doesn't say the Hilchos Trumas. Hilchos Trumas says, any, this chefsa of ochel, you know, you have to be mafresh. But by Shchita, he says, whoever wants to shecht, whoever wants to eat has to shecht. Mitzvah Zaseh Sheyishcho Mishi Yirtza Lecho Basar Behem Chayv Oof. Yachar kach yochal. Right, so just that formula, those two differences in formulation point in this direction. I heard years ago from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, also maybe there's a Rambam in Hilchos Brachas that also is meduyuk like this. The Rambam there is talking about all the rules and regulations from Psachim Dav Zayin, about when do you say li, when do you say al. So he quotes that if it is something for you or for others, the Rambam says that's a difference. Li is if you're doing it for yourself, and al is if you're doing it for others. If you're putting up a mezuzah for yourself, you say l'kvoa mezuzah. If you're putting up a mezuzah for others, you say al kfias mezuzah. Right? And therefore he gives examples in Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. He says, if you put in the gog v'chinim kava mezuzah lebeso mevarach lekvoa mezuzah asa ma'ake lagago. If you put up a ma'ake for your friend mevarach hashekar hashanim lev sivanu la'asos ma'ake hifrish truma umaisrus. If he's ma'afrish truma umaisrus la'atzma mevarach la'afrish. Right, he says la'afrish, so he puts that there. If you're doing it for someone else, then you say alkvias mezuzah alasias ma'ake alafreshes truma. Fine, that is perak yud aleph halacha yud beis, and then you give him. Later on in halacha tesvav, he says there's another reason to say al. Aval netilas yadayim v'shchita hoel ukedivrei rishus hein afilu shachad la'atzmo mevarech ala shchita v'yalkis yadav al netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim and shchita are pure divrei rishus. If you want to eat bread, if you want to eat meat, then you have to shech, then you have to do netilas yadayim. So divrei rishus also gets an al. Li is only if you have to do this. Li, I have to do avichia shekel shadav b'mitzvah zivon. I have to do it. But by shchita netilas yadayim, you don't have to. He doesn't put truma here. Mashba, maybe Yafarsha's Truma, you would have to. You would have to. It is a Chiyuv. It's not just a Divrei Rishus. So that fits into the Rambam. The Rambam could be a smach to the Shita of the Taz and of the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara in Brachas also gives this impression that there's some type of mitzvah. So this Gemara, Psachim Mem Hei, what about Brachas Lamed Hei? The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hei talks about the difference between the earlier generations and our generations. Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi Bo Re'ei Shelo Kedoros Harishonim Doros HaAchronim. The earlier generations were so great. Doros Harishonim Hayu Machnisim Beiroseim Derech Traksimon Kedi L'Chayiv B'Meiser. The earlier generations brought the fruit straight in between Mechayiv and Meiser. Doros HaAchronim Machnisim Beiroseim Derech Gagos Derech Hatzir Derech Karpifos Kedi L'Pachim and Meiser. They did all they can to get out of the situation of the mitzvah. So this Gemara is important for the sugya of putting yourself into a situation of a chiv of chiv mitzvah. But it also gives the impression that there's something positive about putting yourself into the situation of having to be mafresh, right? Which also sounds like it is a mitzvah and not just a matir. Another place to look, which we're not going to, but just to point out, to a litmus test. How do you know if it's a mitzvah matir? So number one, is there a mitzvah to do it even if you're not interested in the result? Like, is there a mitzvah of doing chalitza even if someone's never going to get remarried? And shchita, and the other aspects. The other one to look at is there a lechatchila and bidyeved? Right, there's a Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Vav that says when it comes to matirim, there can't be lechatchila bidyevets. Either it's matir or it doesn't. It's not matir, like tevila. Either it's matir or not. So that's why the question is, are there lechatchila bidyevets? If there's a lechatchila way of doing something, that might point to the fact that it's a mitzvah and not just a matir. Even though there is other Rishonim that have formulated that by mitzvahs in general, mitzvahs daraisa, there never could be lechatchila bidyevets, that Tosfos in Gittin Daf Gimel, the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. But either way, this is the discussion. Just one other point. Why would you say it's a mitzvah and not just a matir? Why would the Torah demand this of me if I'm not eating it right now? Again, that points to the focus of the Nesina part of it. The Nesina part of it, in either direction, either the focus on the Nosein, recognize that there are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I need to give to, or the focus on the Kohanim and Leviim themselves, that they have a real need, and therefore I need to give to them, even if I'm not planning to eat, and then that would bring Matnas Kahuna closer to Matnas Aniyim, if that would have that type of idea. This sugya also relates to the shir that we had earlier when we spoke about, is there a difference in shir between Tikkun HaKri and Mitzvahs Nesina, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Tosfos Rinah Maseches Kedushin. So that definitely relates to this sugya, even though it's not mukhrach to put it together. Okay, we will stop here.